Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire fence in El Paso, overwhelming National Guard troops. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports from Dallas.
Agents that work this area and are familiar with the case tell me that this all started when Texas troops tried to corral migrants, a group of migrants that were actually on U.S. soil. And things definitely got tense after several hours. The governor did post on social media that today he's telling them to put more razor wire back in that area.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative and immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez bowing out of the Democratic primary, says he will not run while he is facing that May trial on corruption charges, but he has also hinted that he may run as an independent. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice, both men now accused of two murders. This is ABC News. Congress needs to work fast if it wants to avoid a partial government shutdown. The House is set to vote today on a $1.2 trillion funding package. The deadline is at midnight tonight. Apple now gearing up for a massive fight after the Department of Justice hit it with an antitrust lawsuit. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Prosecutors claim Apple forces customers to use the iPhone and its accessories alone, denying them access to digital pay services other than Apple Pay and making it harder for them to text with people who use other brands like Android. Apple says if the government's lawsuit is successful, it would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple. The case is similar to the government's case against Microsoft in the late 1990s, when a lawsuit targeted Microsoft for tying its internet browser to its own operating system.
Whole lot of brackets already busted. First day of the games, including an upset, number 3 Kentucky in the men's college basketball tournament, leaving only about 1,800 perfect brackets left. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two hospitals in western Wisconsin closed today. HSHS announced in January it would close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Purveya Health is also closing its clinics across western Wisconsin this spring. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money is not the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining, let's look ahead to Monday the 25th. We'll be serving up cheeseburgers along with lettuce and tomato and veggie pasta salad, baked beans, and strudel sticks, too. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Olga McKinnon, and Brentwood. Price County Senior Dining. Questions or to order your meal, 715-339-2158.
Thanks, spring. Hop on over to Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Indulge in exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy nightly specials Wednesday through Saturday featuring delights like Shrimpalooza, Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, and Saturday Savory Prime Rib. Don't miss our Easter buffet. Reserve your table now at 715-762-4447. We'll be closed March 11th through March 21st for spring cleaning. Northwood Supper Club, where every meal is a memory. Just look for the big deer.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Join Heckman Auction and Estate Sales for the Lake Tomahawk Spectacular online auction happening now with online bidding. Bidding starts and ends this Sunday, March 24th, with the first lot closing at 7 p.m. and following. Special preview this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin at 7464 County Road D. Discover nearly 500 items, including mid-century collectibles, a wood splitter, trailers, a snowmobile, a snowblower, and more. View all these items online at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app today. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. at J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods and Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I use my ice fishing rods year-round. I do. I think that the rods work great for certain aspects of fishing, and I'll tell you what that is. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
A lot of my buddies put away their ice rods once the ice fishing season is over. I'm not that guy. I use my ice fishing rods year-round. I even use them in saltwater when I'm down in Florida in the winter months. So what you do is set those rods up for vertical jigging. Those short rods mean that you can keep that bait and that lure close to the boat. And you can get a good hook set and you can fight big fish. Sometimes I'll even set up where I'm looking at my lure with the sonar that's on the console of the boat. I've done it many times. And of course, if you've got a sonar transducer puck on your trolling motor, you can do the same thing. As long as you don't have current pulling that lure away from that transducer cone, you can see the lure on your sonar. So make sure that you keep some of these ice fishing rods out from being stored so that you can use them for a vertical jigging technique in the summertime. I also cast with mine. These rods do cast lures, not as far as your long ones, but if you're just making short casts, you can get the job done with an ice fishing rod. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause.
Q Country.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you. No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. We're the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find a spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah. You can pull
auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were there.
back in our day.
Sam Hunt there at 98Q Country. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you got somebody birthday anniversary, we got that free cake from Super One we give away each week, 715-762-3221. We're going to do a little shopping show also with Big G and Gray and Austin and the crew a little bit later on this hour. Well, we got the Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show, which is going on this weekend. And one of the major sponsors of this show from the very start has been Wausau Homes, and we have Jason Wonky with us from there. Jason, how you doing?
Good, Joe. That time of year again.
It is.
Still rolls around quick every year.
Yeah, it does. And you guys have been big supporters of Scott and this show for many years. Proud to support a good community event like this, right?
We love it. We love it. You know, we always want to get the people where the heart is, and the heart is at these hometown community shows. And it's a great time to get together. Hey, and a tough time of year to find anything to do, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do much in the lawn. You can't do much. And you sure as heck aren't going to be snowmobiling. So you might as well take the day and run to the show and see who's new and see who's back. And
yeah.
And, what quite a lineup. Scott puts together a great lineup.
Yep. Lineup again. We had him in the last couple of weeks. And this is my yearly chance also, Jason, to get caught up on the home and the homeowners industry with Wausau Homes. You guys have just an amazing one-stop design studio there where people can come in and basically design their home, right?
Right, right. We're designing homes right now. You know, this is the time of year when you got to get in and get your spot. You know, it's not like the old days when we used to have a guy and his wife would come in on Friday and could darn near start on Monday. It's just not that way anymore. There's a little more time that needs to be taken, a little more with codes and with all the just all the different administrative type of stuff you need to go through. So you start early, and that way you don't feel like you have to settle. Right now in that office, we're designing homes, people designing homes from people who want to start in June to people who want to start in November. It's just amazing how strong our home building economy is here in north central Wisconsin. You know, I hear about slowing down in the cities, picking up here, slowing down there. But around here, we're so stable. We have such hardworking people, so many great businesses, great business owners. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people from down south just trying to have a little piece of north central Wisconsin, and they can't wait to get here.
Yeah, that's so true. We hear stories on the national news, but you kind of hit it on the head there, Jason. We live kind of in a different world here. a lot of things they report on the national news about home building and all that stuff, a lot of times doesn't reflect what's actually going on here in northern Wisconsin, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, I just don't want to go on a tangent here, but I had one customer who was living down in Madison, had real successful business, and he grew up here in this area, you know, Prentice area, and he just couldn't wait to get back here. And we built him a place on a lake up here, and it was his dream come true. And he just, the whole time, he smiles, and he's like, "I'm finally home! I'm finally home! I'm finally out of there!" You know, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, your life's work, and you know, it has come to finally landing back at home." You know, so it's,
yeah,
that's really what I love about the business, meeting all these people with so many unique, you know, businesses, so many unique different, you know, businesses and their lifestyles and places they've come from.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And so while we do a lot of local stuff here, it's always interesting to find these new people coming to our area. And, you know, they can't wait to get back. And, of course, you know, I'm a lifer in north central Wisconsin. There's no place I'd rather be. So I fit right in.
You, You get quite the array of people. People who have lived here all their lives who maybe finally get to build their dream home, or people that are from the southern part of the state or Illinois and they're living their dream of coming up here and having their place to stay. So you kind of get both emotional ends of the spectrum there, don't you?
Right. I do. And we love it. We get them in there, design what they want, and, try to establish some kind of budget, because we do everything off the computer, estimating. We have the same subcontractors, the same employees we've had for the last 20 years. And we know our pricing. We know what it costs to do this stuff. We don't care if you come in a Pontiac or a Porsche. It doesn't matter. It's all the same pricing. And we just like to, find out where you want to be. And I'll tell you, it's tough nowadays because, post-COVID, cost of a home post-COVID is a different story. I look back and I think, boy, last time I built a home for my family, I wish I'd have built three of them because, they were cheap compared to, nowadays pricing. But at the end of the day, it's still a good value. It's still fulfilling homeowners' dreams. And, I know people that, they waited a long time to do this. And sometimes you just can't put a price on, being happy and fulfilling that American dream and fulfilling that dream to live on that lake or live on that piece of property you have,
Yeah, whether the guy gets his man cave or she gets her quilting room or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a matter of designing what their dream was, whether it be that man cave or that three-car garage is a big one. Finding out that everybody wants that three-car garage. It's a lot of fun. I just love it. I love the design. And I got two designers working full-time in that office, and that's what they do. We design, we don't charge to design a home.
Okay.
But, we basically want people to understand that it does take a lot of time and energy to do that. But it's a matter of getting people what they want, and that's where we're at. And getting what you want and figuring out what it's going to cost.
Yep.
And I think people feel so much better once they get that information. They know they can get what they want and this is what it's going to cost. And you just watch the weight lift off their shoulders once they get through that. But, prior to that, who knows? Everybody's talking about square foot pricing and all that. When people ask me, what a square foot price of a home is, the only good answer I have is how much is a bag of groceries, because it's what you put in it. It's stone on the outside. You have fireplace, solid surface countertops or laminate countertops. You got a sunroom on there, a three-car garage. All that has bearing on how much that home costs per square foot.
Yeah.
And nowadays, people with Pinterest and the internet, there's so much to see. So they're coming in with all these ideas. And it sometimes that's where the design is so important because you have to wade through all that. Most people can't have all that stuff. And in the end, they find out half of it they didn't want anyway. they really get down to it. So it's fun sorting through it, but I always say start early so you can feel like you have time and you don't have to settle and make quick decisions. Start early.
Redefining the building experience. How long you guys been at this down there, Jason? How long you been at this?
So I'm second generation. So my dad started this 55 years ago. I worked with him all my life, pretty much all my life, and really got into it big about 25 years ago.
Wow.
And ever since then, we do 15 to 25 homes a year, depending on the economy and who's building. So it's just been, for me, it's just exactly where I want to be. I don't want to be the biggest, and I just want to be able to fulfill these homeowners' dreams one at a time.
Sure. WausauHomes.com. They can call you at 748-3113 down there at Wausau Homes down Medford. And all right. Well, we certainly thank you for your support of the Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show. And so we thank you for that, Jason. It's always good to I always consider this my yearly update on what's going on with building and fulfilling people's dreams. So I always look forward to chatting with you each year.
Same here. Always look forward to hearing from you this time of year.
All right, Jason. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beautiful spring weather, okay?
Will do, Joel. We'll catch you next year.
You betcha. All right. Jason Walkie there. He's with Wausau Homes out of Medford. Again, WausauHomes.com. one-stop design studio. Just a great second generation, like you said, if you're in the market, if you're thinking about possibly building a home or it's something you've dreamed about, give them a call. 715-748-3113 is their number. Birthdays, and then we'll get to a shopping show here in just a moment.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire fence in El Paso, overwhelming National Guard troops. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports from Dallas.
Agents that work this area and are familiar with the case tell me that this all started when Texas troops tried to corral migrants, a group of migrants that were actually on U.S. soil. And things definitely got tense after several hours. The governor did post on social media that today he's telling them to put more razor wire back in that area.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative and immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez bowing out of the Democratic primary, says he will not run while he is facing that May trial on corruption charges, but he has also hinted that he may run as an independent. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice, both men now accused of two murders. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin got off to a snowy start to the day. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for most of the state through mid-morning. The Department of Transportation was asking drivers to slow down and leave plenty of room for snowplows. Wisconsin's child care industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin child care centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badger women in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four. Looking to repeat as national champions, they face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitude of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right. Get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Will Way is just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Are you ready, Dave?
Neil, anytime, or do you feel
okay,
like...
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis, boom, ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give these things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
We've got birthdays. We're going to skip the celebrity birthdays today because we... got shopping show stuff to get to.
Nobody cares about the celebrities anyways.
But we want to say happy birthday to... This isn't the one that you had, was it?
Nope.
Okay. Happy birthday to Blaine, who is celebrating from mom and dad. So, Blaine, happy birthday to you. That is today. All right, Austin, who do you got?
Actually, he's not going to be in the drawing because he's family. Okay. But I have a happy birthday for... Fred Robinson, my dear old Uncle Fred, he turned 59 yesterday.
All right, happy birthday, Fred.
Happy birthday, old timer. Taught me everything I know about cars.
As a 57-year-old man, I can say, Fred, you old fart, you old timer. Right. That's right. You're so old, Fred, so old. I'll actually be 58 here in about a month, so I better shut up.
Better watch yourself there, Joel.
All right, we have all of the birthdays in the box, overseen today by the accounting firm of Big G, Gray, and Austin.
We actually have the entire firm in here.
This is a rare time that the entire accounting firm has been in the office.
The whole board is present today. So.
Yeah, the whole board is present, so no shenanigans.
No shenanigans. Yep.
Yes. No more secret birthdays in the bottom of the box.
No more secret birthdays. How does the crew feel about the cake tax? Are we still okay with that?
I'm all for that.
Okay.
I figured that might be the tax.
The cake tax is enforced.
All right. Definitely. And, you know, if you want to make it extra special, you can bring some ice cream with it.
All right. Very good.
Oh, boy. Joel wrote this one.
All right, Austin. Who do we got? Can he read it?
Is that Cahill Wagner?
Cahill Wagner, the 23rd birthday. That's right. All right,
Cahill. Happy birthday.
Free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. We'll get to our shopping show savings next.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Simon Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Salmon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow. Tomorrow night, that'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
All right. Good morning. Big G here, Gray in Austin, and Joel here. We're going to bring you a speed edition of the shopping show today because we've got some other commitments going here.
Yes, indeed.
Around 9 o'clock. So here we go. Brand new business, Spaces Car Wash. 25 tokens general merchandise, I guess you'd call it. These are $12 car wash. And they're valued at $12. We'll sell them for $8 today from Spaces Car Wash down in Phillips.
To take advantage of any of the lightning round offers we're bringing you today, give us a call, 715-762-3221, or find us online at 98qcountry.com. Click on the big old shopping show logo. Next certificate is 5 cents over on Balsam Street in Phillips. This is a certificate for $10. Good towards anything in the store. We'll sell it to you for $6 on the shopping show today.
All right, Ashton Honda Toyota, you got a $40 general certificate towards any service. We'll sell that for $24. One per customer, please. Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill. We've got $10 certificates on the show today. They're located on County Road W in Phillips. We'll sell them for $6 today.
Big Dipper.
One per caller, please.
Sorry, Big G. We'll get used to this as we go.
That's all right. We'll just roll with it.
Big Dipper Bar, 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road. This is a $20 general certificate, $12 on the shopping show today. Give us a call, 715-762-3221.
Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips. $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per table, please.
CarQuest Auto Parts here in Park Falls. We have a general certificate. The value of $20. We'll sell it to you for $12.
Go ahead.
Schwamigan Home Furnishing, 2nd Avenue in Park Falls. This is a 5x7 Mayberry area rug with a value of $199. We'll sell it to you for $100 in the Park Falls location only.
Cowboy.
Take your time, Big G. Sound it out.
Cowgirl Daisy Boutique.
We're going to have problems eventually. It's going to happen.
My tongue went a little faster. Cowgirl Daisy Boutique fashion show tomorrow at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We got $25 certificates. This is good for a mug, customized mug. And we'll sell that for $15. Cowgirl Daisy Boutique in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Double D's. Pub and Pizza, 2nd Street in Butternut. This is a $20 certificate. We'll sell it to you for $12 on the shopping show.
El Pavanzo Mexican Restaurant, located right on Main Street in Phillips. $10 certificates. We'll sell them for $6. One per table, please.
Got Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, Main Street in Butternut. This is a $25 certificate. We will sell it to you for $12. Home Slice Pizza, Sarnio Road in Mercer. This is a $20 certificate. We'll sell it to you for $12 on the shopping show. Give us a call, 715-762-3221, 98qcountry.com. Click on Shopping Show.
Home Healthy RX, this is a certificate for a sweet airflow service. Towards the sweet airflow service, includes both new vent fan installation, mold mitigation, and measures. It's a $500 value, and we're going to sell it up for $300. Impact, one per customer, please.
Impact Cleaning, 1st Avenue in Park Falls. This is a $75 certificate, good for carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or air duct cleaning. We'll sell it to you for $45. Island City Lanes and Lounge, Highway 51 in Minocqua. This is a $20 certificate, good for food, drink, bowling, and the pro shop. We'll sell it to you for $12 on the shopping show today.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. We've got certificates on the show today. This is a $20 certificate, good towards an hour of labor. It's a value of $85. And we'll sell that certificate for $20, worth $85 from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Next certificate from J&A Marine and Power Sports is a certificate, $20 certificate. This is good towards any merchandise in the performance showroom there in the Sugar Bush Bar. We'll sell it for $12. This cannot be used on service. Only good on merchandise. And then we've got a special certificate here, again, from J&A Marine and Power Sport. J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. We've got it's a $50 value. This is good towards the purchase of a helmet, jacket, or snow pants. Again, you can find all these inside his Performance Power Sports showroom inside the Sugar Bush Bar on Sugar Bush Road. This is a $50 value, and we'll sell that for $37. One per customer, please.
We've got Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street here in Park Falls. This is a general food and beverage certificate, value of $20. We will sell it to you for $12.
Jen's Butternut Cafe, Main Street in Butternut. This is a $10 certificate, good for anything. On the menu, we'll sell it to you for $5 on the shopping show today.
John's Three Mile Corner Bar and Grill, ribs and ribeye night, Saturday night. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12. One per caller, please.
Kayla's Kitchen and Closet on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. This is a $5 off any food or beverage purchase of $10 or more. Use it for a lunch. We'll sell it to you for $3. $5 value, sell it for $3 on the shopping show. We've got a second certificate to Kayla's Kitchen and Closet. This is $10 off a purchase of $20 or more. Good for anything except for clothing rentals. That $10 certificate comes to you for $6 on the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Lakewood Cafe on Raywood Street in Hayward, Wisconsin. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per table, please.
Lakewood's Resort on Highway M in Cable. This is a $20 certificate. One per table. May not be used for special holidays or event buffets. We'll sell it to you for $12 on the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Meister's Bar and Grill, located right downtown on Main Street in Phillips, where Jennifer always has the grill on. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per table, please.
Moose Jaw, 18 miles east of Fifield, just up the road from the Big Dipper on Shady Knoll Road. This is a $10 general certificate for food and beverage. We'll sell for $6.
MSC Creations, located inside the Decor building on 338 Division Street. Must be something in orange juice today. $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $17. And MSC Creations, where family meets creativity.
Thought you were doing your Porky Pig impersonation over there. We have Northern Lights in. We have Northern Lights in the Lanes over on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. This is a bowling party special. 1 hour bowling for five kids, 1 16-inch pizza, and 2 pitchers of soda with a value of $40. We'll sell it to you for $28.
Pampered Paws, pet food and pet grooming, next to Wildberry Market in Minocqua. $5 certificate, good for any item in the store. We'll sell for $3.
Benny's Royal Market, located inside the Southside Shopping Center near the True Value Hardware Store, just down from Subway. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per caller, please.
To get a look at any or most, or at least most of these certificates, head online to 98qcountry.com or just give us a call and ask Brianna, 715-762-3221.
Make Brianna work for her, babe.
Park Falls Family Restaurant, 4th Avenue South, just the main drag right here in Park Falls. This is a $10 food certificate. We'll sell it to you for $6 on the shopping show.
All right, Patchouli Gardens. They're located right on Division Street next to the Park Mall. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12. One per customer, please.
Phillips Cafe, North Lake Avenue in Phillips. This is a $5 certificate. Give us a call here at the station for availability. One per table, please. We'll sell that $5 certificate to Phillips Cafe for $3.
Ridge Runners, located in Butternut, fresh from farm to table. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12. One per caller, please.
Rocky Road Boutique on Highway 13 in Stetsonville or Trinity Drive in Phillips. This is a $20 certificate, and we'll sell it to you for $12. Good for either location.
All right, season's the balance. We got they're in Minocqua. We got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $12. One per customer, please.
Sherry's Pub and Grub, Highway 70 in Minocqua. This is a $25 general certificate. Good for anything on the menu. We'll sell it for $15.
St. Vincent's DePaul, the resale store in Phillips. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per customer, please.
Stamp Paper Scissors on Highway 51 North in Minocqua. This is a $5 certificate. Good for a purchase over $10. We'll sell that certificate for $3. Buy local, or it's bye-bye local.
All right, Trade Post. We got $10 certificates on the show today, located across the new Forward Bank. Yeah, we'll sell those for $6 today from the Trade Post. One per customer, please.
Trailside Bar and Grill over in Phillips. This is a general food and drink certificate with a value of $10. We'll sell it to you for $6.
Vichy's Pub on 4th Avenue South in Park Falls. This has a value of $20. It's a general certificate. We'll sell it to you for $12.
All right. We're missing one here, but it's Happy Days. John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. We've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12. One per caller, please.
Then last but not least, we have Warga's Auto and Truck Center over in Phillips, or at least it's the last one I have.
Same. Yep.
This is a $20 certificate, good towards any service. We will sell it to you for $12. As always, if you want any of these, call 715-762-3221 or find us online at 98qcountry.com.
So, all right. If your business wants to be part of our shopping show, give us a call here, 715-762-3221, and we'll make your business shine as we do every week on the air here in 98Q Country.
Just ask for Big G or ask for Gray.
Here we go.
I know it's prom season. You guys got a date or something? I mean, there's a lot of caffeine involved in this show today.
Lightning round. Yep, the three-headed monster lightning round edition.
Everybody has places to be and places to go today, so we did a little bit quicker. But people can always go to our website and see all the details, anything that they need to fill in detail-wise, and all the shopping shows.
Get ready for the big sport home and craft show, Phillips, tomorrow.
All right. All right, Big G.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow during the show. Gray, you'll be on this afternoon with another keyword in the 3 o'clock hour, right?
You betcha. Download that Civic Media app.
All right, very good.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow. Provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe, HairGrow is now available in the U.S. Only HairGrow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show HairGrow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using HairGrow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try HairGrow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Birthdays. Let's go through some celebrity birthdays here. If you're celebrating on this Friday, the 22nd of March, you share your day with Reese Witherspoon, the Best Supporting Actor Oscar she got in 06 for playing June Carter Cash, one of my favorite movies, Walk the Line. Her real name is Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. So she went with the latter, obviously, 48 today. Anne Dudek, the actress from TV's Mad Men, Corporate and Others, is 49. Guillermo Diaz, the actor from TV's Scandal and Weeds, 49 today. A lot of celebrity birthdays. We'll kind of weed through these here a little bit today. We've got Matthew Modine, the actor from The Dark Knight Rises, all those Batman movies, 65 today. Lena Olin, O-L-I-N, the Swede, was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Enemies, A Love Story. She's 68 today. Bob Costas, I think one of the great sports broadcasters of all time. He's a great interviewer. He is 72 today. I've always enjoyed his work. Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, the composer of the music for such shows as Jesus Christ Superstar, Cats, Evita, Phantom of the Opera, and the stage adaptation of Sunset Boulevard, 76 for Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber today. Wolf Blitzer, he became famous back in the early 90s when Desert Storm occurred, and he went over there and covered it, and then he became a CNN anchor, and I think he still does some anchoring on CNN once in a while, not very much. 76 today. James Patterson, the novelist, has sold more than 300 million books. He is 77 today. Other people you might share your birthday with today are... See, I'm not even going to say his name. Okay, Austin, see if you can get this, okay?
I heard James Patterson, so naturally I had to poke my head and love that author.
All right, let me see if I can do an impersonation well enough. I don't do these very often. He is 93 today. it sounded like Batman versus anything else.
Yeah.
All right, Star Trek's William Shatner. All right, maybe it wasn't very good. You know who it is? Captain Kirk?
I remember.
Yeah, his dialect is very, you know. All right. Not very,
very unique.
Good. If I didn't get you to do that, I'm done with impersonations now. Because Marcel Marceau, the world's greatest mime, born on this day, 1923, passed in 2007. Warner Klemperer, he played Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes. Mm. He did other stuff, too, but he was a classic character. That's the one he's known for. You know Hogan's Heroes?
I do. I've seen that show quite a bit.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's weird.
It happened. Shows I've seen. It happened way too early after World War II, but it was still funny.
It was.
1920, he was born, passed in 2000. And Carl Malden from the Streets of San Francisco and the American Express commercials, known for his big schnoz. Really, it was one of the things he was really known for. Carl Malden, born on this day in 1912, he passed back in 2009.
Does this mild weather have you thinking about golf? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. We just wanted to let you all know that the 2024 membership information is now available. We have openings on our Tuesday men's league and a few openings on our Thursday men's league. We are also looking to add a mixed slash couples league on Sunday afternoons. Membership forms are available in the pro shop or on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Memberships paid in full by March 31st, 2024 will receive a credit that can be used in the pro shop or bar. Sandtrap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite.